Humboldt County supervisors are concerned that San Francisco's changes to its homeless transportation program are sending people to Humboldt without means of employment or support. Attention to the issue follows media reports on San Francisco's Journey Home program, which provides bus vouchers and other assistance to homeless people who want to travel elsewhere. The San Francisco Standard online news outlet has reported Humboldt is among the top three most common destinations, and that prompted the drafting of a letter to San Francisco Mayor London Breed, asking her to, quote, ensure that Journey Home participants have the support they need to obtain housing and employment before they receive transportation assistance to Humboldt County. The letter was on the August 20th supervisors' meeting agenda. Board Chair Rex Bone said San Francisco has removed much of the Journey Home program's criteria for having support at the destinations. He's concerned Humboldt will bear a disproportionate share of responsibility.
Our cost for taking care of a homeless person that has nothing up here, we saw the stats, you know, and it's expensive. And if we're ever going to go the other way, we've got to have them. This has to curtail so we can take care of our own homeless, that, you know, so we can do all homeless, but we don't need to be a dumping ground. I don't mean dumping ground. I just think you guys have enough to do already, right?
But supervisors Natalie Arroyo and Mike Wilson said the letter's tone is too sharp and staff-to-staff communication should be tried first. Humboldt Health and Human Services Director Connie Beck said there are indeed concerns about San Francisco's program, but after the discussion, she nodded to collaboration.
I see the Health and Human Services Director for San Francisco on a regular basis, monthly or maybe every other month. So I can definitely have a conversation with him. My takeaway from all of the media that I've read and even the policy, they changed their program based on direction from their council, from the city of San Francisco. And so that's when I first started hearing about this, that's why I reached out to you all and said, if you have connections with people in San Francisco, please have a conversation with them. Because we want to be partners in this issue. We don't want to, you know, PRA and be San Francisco's problem. We want to help with this issue.
Supervisor Michelle Bushnell's district includes Southern Humboldt, and she said the issue is of concern to residents there, including homeless residents.
I've heard about this in the last 2 weeks a lot, and a lot of concern, and a lot of concern about what are we going to do? We can't even take care of our own. We can't even shelter our own. And so the community, and I don't know about the rest of the supervisors, but the community, especially in the Southern Humboldt area where services are very limited, is very concerned. And also, ironically enough, one of the houseless folks said to me, I'm scared. I don't, you know, they have their own community and they're comfortable within their communities. And oftentimes that's why they don't want to relocate, because they don't know anybody in Eureka and they have familiarity in their own houseless community. And it scares them as well, thinking that other folks are they going to disrupt? And so it's, you know, it's concerning.
Supervisors unanimously voted to have Beck work with Bone on reworking the letter to make it more friendly. Discussion on the letter was in the context of a presentation on the 2024 point-in-time count of homeless people in the county. On the night of January 22nd of this year, 1,573 homeless people were counted, which is a 4.4% decrease since the last count in 2022, and a 7.6% decrease since 2019. The count is likely an underestimate, as many more people than counted are believed to be in locations that aren't accessible. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.